Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this week's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show where we don't ask, do you think we should separate, or do you think it's the right time to separate, or do you think it's the black people need to start forming our own communities? No, this is the show where people who already have that answer and already decided that they can no longer tolerate living amongst a people who use us and misuse us and don't appreciate us and have no love for us and do not plan on using us in any constructive way in their future. This is the show that we realize that. And what we're doing is we're planning. We're planning to either control the communities that we live in, if that's possible. And if it's not possible, we're planning on leaving and forming our own communities that we can control. With that being said, there's issues with controlling your community, and especially with leaving to a community where you can control. And we on the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show, or the Time to Leave movement in general, we try to assist our listeners with overcoming these difficulties. We've talked about skills, trades, we've talked about jobs, we've talked about money, we've talked about other aspects that challenge us to relocate. But one that we haven't had a show on as of yet is tonight's show. We're going to talk about long-term care insurance, particularly for our disabled and senior relatives. A lot of us have said on our show that they are willing to relocate or to go help build a community. However, we have elders and disabled family members that we have to care for. So in tonight's show, we're going to discuss alternatives and possibilities that may be in place, or the, what we can do to help facilitate this for our brothers and sisters who really desire to form our own communities. So the first one on the line I see is Dr. Ridgely Movement. I'm going to open up Dr. Ridgely's line. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, so we're waiting for Sister, sir?
Yeah, I was really, is she on yet?
Not yet. I'm looking for Sister Nambi. I don't recognize your number here. If you are using a different phone, please press 1 so I can open your line, Sister Nambi. And I don't see her number yet. So inshallah, okay, she'll be getting on anytime soon. But yeah, I was just saying, Dr. Rich, a lot of us has, you know, we've heard a lot of people say that, you know, I want to come down with you all, but I got family that I need to take care of. And I was thinking that, you know, part of tonight's discussion might bring some, open some avenues and some doors for people to want to bring their families to our communities. And so that's one of the things I was hoping that we can kind of discuss tonight.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm getting up in age, and I would like to know about more opportunities that could help me as I get older and need some help. Is there something that I can start now that could be a benefit that I need to look into that? So all of us, I think, realistically, Islam is mathematics, mathematics is Islam. We know one day we're all going to get older. Some of us, health is going to be compromised. And so it's not to be putting yourself completely under the knife, if such.
Yes, sir.
Having all the alternatives that you can afford to have instead of being the engine, having to go in there to the emergency room and let them experiment on you.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things, our lives as we get older, then we need to research it. So
yes, sir.
What this is about, this extended care insurance. But I was just talking to my wife, you know, about why we
having trouble hearing you, Dr. Ridgely. Having trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
I'm having a little trouble. And
okay.
I just opened.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Well, something I had to switch back between the speakerphone and the regular phone. So I was just saying that, you know, I think we should have a community just because when I was younger, I lived in all black communities. And when I got older and was able to afford to buy a home, I bought a home in a black community. And even though I don't live there now because I'm on the farm, I don't regret that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not a question of, you know, just getting away from white folks because of how they treat us. I just don't particularly like their environment. I don't. I mean, why would I want to be in a white community? And then if I want to have a party, I can't invite my neighbors because they can't dance. You know, why would I want to do that? So we don't you know, culturally, we're not the same. So home should be a place where I feel comfortable. And we know we don't feel comfortable around them people. So why don't you play me? You know, when you
right.
have to socialize with them, we know you know it's a struggle. You know it's a struggle. So why would you want to do that? No, we need to go ahead and go up to a place where we're comfortable. What they have made us feel is that we can't have any of the comforts of life without them because they have actually took us away from being able to know how to do anything for ourselves.
Right.
Over the last 50 years, they have destroyed our skill set of being able to build homes, fix up homes, or even fix a car. And they make cars that you can't even get fixed without spending a lot of money taking to them. We don't cook anymore. We don't. Therefore, we don't need any raw food for the farmers anymore. So we've been put into a lifestyle that's artificial, and we have got comfortable in that and afraid to step out of that lifestyle to go back to what is more natural. So we just tell the folks who wants to do the natural thing, is to for black people to live together in a territory of their own. And so this is what we are promoting for around Muhammad Farms, is to bring people together who want to live together and not just be together physically, but actually live together as brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
So,
and
sister,
I'm excited. Sister Nyambi, if you are on, please press 1 on your dial. I don't see the phone number, your cell phone number. So if you are calling on a landline or a different phone, please press 1 so that I can open your microphone. And Sister Ann is on. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ann.
And wa alaikum salam, sir. Yes, community is something that should be on all of our minds at this time. Communities as they are now cannot continue with the madness that is being perpetrated on ourselves and from others. We have no control of your communities today. So I would love to be in a community that people of like mind have control of what goes on there as far as unsavory activities and so forth. You can feel that your children are safe. If you have a playground, you don't have to worry about pedophiles and kidnappers driving through, leering at your children and your women, feel some form of safety. I don't even think we think that otherwise we would be making more strides towards making it happen. I'm reading several books right now because I'm interested to know how other communities have developed. This one community, and I'm going to do more and more research on it, because I think what we as a people, we accept others' standards so readily, especially those that they portray as being ideal lifestyle mm-hmm. of the American family. You know, Leave It to Beaver and all of these, Dallas with JR, all of these.
Friends.
All of these things we see on TV being perpetrated as this is the way life should be, you know. And even the new black comedies that come on, the new all-black cast shows that come on. You know, everybody's always in a nice, big old nice home, nice mm-hmm. environment, nice friends, children have everything they need. There's no struggles other than just phony, fake stuff. And we're thinking that's the way life should be. But no, we have to set our new paradigm based on the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that paradigm should not include everybody in the community wanting to live a lavish lifestyle. That should be reserved for the person at the head. I love the fact that we in the nation support the nation to the point that Minister Farrakhan, who makes all of these sacrifices, can mm-hmm. live the way he lives. He deserves it. And I wouldn't have it any other way. That's why I sacrifice my charity to do that. But I don't mind living in a meager home. I love to see him do that. But there are those among us who think we should have that same thing. Exactly. And that's even talked against in the Quran. That's reserved for that man, not the rest of us. So we can have a good lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
a very nice home, without having something that we can't afford and having to use each other as the fish to support that lifestyle. And that's something I'm talking to my husband about now. You know, I put some thought into it. I said, you know what? in trying to build community, we've got to go back to the principles that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad set out for us and that Minister Farrakhan is still teaching us on. And that is, where did he say the coin was?
The fish's mouth.
Okay. Who are the fish?
Who we have to go get.
Okay. Does that include the ones who have already accepted?
Good question.
Okay, you said it's a good question. So maybe we need to get clarity on that, because
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing now is, you know, the fish is in the house, and usually the fish is out there swimming in the sea of whatever it is we're trying to get them out of.
Mm-hmm.
So once we start doing that, looking at that, going deeper into the teachings that we've been given and understanding that our lifestyle should be one of peace and contentment. And if you're not getting that where you are now, you're technically in hell and should be striving very hard to get out of it.
Right. That's right.
And
that's what
this dialogue is all about.
Yes, ma'am. Let me announce one more time. Sister Nyambi, if you are listening on a line other than the phone number that we have for you, please press the 1. Press the 1 on your key for your phone dial so that we can recognize you and open your line.
You know, I was looking at the news last night and today.
Oh, someone pressed the... This might be her, sister. Let me open this line.
Okay.
Greetings, caller with the last four digits, 9481. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, brother. My name is Robert Abdullah, calling from Phoenix, Arizona, sir.
Well, alaikum salam, sir. Do you have a question or a comment?
At this time, just trying to listen and get some vibes from my brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Well, alaikum
salam.
Okay, so we're still waiting for sister. Allah willing, she'll join us soon, because I'm really looking forward to the information that she has to share with us, unless she has experience in the healthcare home care industry. And as I was saying before, in the physical relocation committee, we've talked to a lot of people who expressed a desire to relocate and start putting things in motion, but they've always said that they've had loved ones that require special assistance. And so, you know, when we start putting these things in place, it would be good to be able to assist family that want to relocate with that challenge.
Right, that is true. But then we have to start. We've got to get a start on that. I'm trying to put together a very comprehensive report and future plan for Muhammad Farms. And in doing so, we have gone, my husband and I, have talked to people who were instrumental in working and living on this very farm back in the 70s. And I talked with the man, as a matter of fact, who said he's the one that installed the cannery that was on this farm.
Really?
Yes, back in the 70s. He's still around here. He lives in Leslie, Georgia, as a matter of fact. He said he installed the cannery and he helped to run it. I spoke to, and I speak with this sister often because I often run into her. She's another one of the families. Her husband is deceased. My husband and I, several years ago, were working in the community with she and her husband. He has now passed on, and she's not doing as much in the community. She's a longtime educator. But she was one, they were one of the families that lived here on the farm. So I'm gathering information from them. And Dr. Finchley has even spoken to one of the other farm managers that managed this farm from 1975 to 1978. And he's a brother that went on, he's been around the world. He's gone and gotten all kind of advanced education in agriculture. He spoke last year at a national convention. Was it last year or year before? Year before last, at a national convention in Louisville, Kentucky, where my husband and I happened to be attending. Very dynamic man. He just retired from a position he was holding in Atlanta, Georgia, for a urban gardening project called Truly Living Well. And now in the process of trying to write his book. And hopefully he'll be someone we can have on the show sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to put that together. And,
yes, ma'am.
And just thinking about...
I mean, Sister Nyambe, if you're on the line, go ahead and press 1 so we can recognize your phone, Sister. Sister Nyambe, if you're on the show, please press 1 so we can put you in the queue. And there she is.
Okay. All praises due to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Okay. Very good. Very good. I apologize for my tardiness. I was running a little late, taking care of some business, so I apologize for that, but I'll pray to do so a lot. Made it on.
I can't hear, Brother Carl.
Go ahead, Sister Nyambe. The show is yours.
Okay. So tonight, dear family, we're going to talk a little bit about long-term care insurance, and so I'll start with just a brief description about what long-term care is. So long-term care refers to, like, you know, kind of a broad range of services that you may need for an extended period of time. You may be staying in a nursing facility. You may be staying in a you may be staying at home. Or you may even be living in a senior living facility where you require long-term care. And one might be there because of a chronic illness or a disability. And long-term care usually, it doesn't include the type of care you receive on a short-term basis, like following up normally, like I said, for a disability or chronic illness where you would be in a facility or require some type of care for an extended period of time. So long-term care includes medical services such as nursing care or therapy. It also includes supportive services such as helping bathing, dressing, getting in and out of bed, taking medications, or preparing meals. As I said, mentioned just a few moments ago, it can be provided in a variety of settings, including nursing homes, your home, an adult daycare center, a senior living facility that has supportive services, and that kind of thing. So I'll start with nursing home. Care in a nursing home includes several different levels of care. So you have skilled nursing care. And like this might be care that has been required under a physician's order, and it requires, like, you know, skilled nursing professionals, registered nursing, LPN, and it's provided either directly by or under the supervision of an LPN, a physician, or an RN. So before I proceed, does anybody have any questions at this point?
No, are you on mute?
Okay. So, and then there's intermediate nursing care. And this is the basic care, including physical, emotional, social, and other restorative services given under periodic medical supervision. This nursing care requires also a registered nurse, and may include observation and recording of reactions and symptoms and supervision under nursing care. Then you lastly have personal or custodial care. So this may be the kind of care like in your home where a family member or so is helping to take care of an individual. So it can be performed by persons without medical training, and they may be meeting the personal needs of the patient, including feeding and personal hygiene. And then we have community-based long-term care. So community-based long-term care can be provided in many different settings by many kinds of providers. So if you're receiving several services from different providers, a professional case manager may be involved in arranging for managing the long-term care services. So rather than going on and on and on about, well, I'll just briefly mention these. So some of the other agencies where you may receive long-term care, home health care, assisted living facility, again, adult daycare, respite care, hospice care, and the like. Okay. So.
Well, I have a question, Sister Nyambe.
Sure.
Well, before I ask my question, I just want to say to the listeners, please, if you have a question, go ahead and press the 1 on your phone so we can go ahead and open your line and you can make a comment or question for Sister Nyambe. My question is, Sister, when I think of long-term care, I automatically think about senior care. The kind of care mm-hmm. you're talking about, is it limited to just seniors or could it be to disabled people who are not seniors?
That's a very good question, Brother Carson. And yes, sir, it is. It does extend to anyone. It could be a child with a disability, or an adult, or a senior. So anyone that will require long-term care, as I mentioned briefly, as a result of a disability or chronic illness or the like. So no, it's not limited to seniors. No, sir.
Okay.
So Malikum.
Malikum Salam.
What is the insurance? How much does it cost? How long is it? And what does it cover?
Okay, another good question. So the costs are based on your age and the period that you would need the insurance for. So, say for instance, somebody my age in their 40s, I could purchase long-term care insurance. I'm sorry, somebody saying something? Okay. I could purchase long-term care insurance now, not that I need it, but I'm purchasing it for the future. And there's a couple ways I could purchase it. I could purchase it in conjunction with insurance. There's something called a long-term care rider that I could add on to my life insurance policy. Now, this has to be a whole life insurance policy, though. It does not extend to a term policy. So whole life insurance, for anyone that may be wondering what I mean by that, is a permanent insurance policy that does not have a expiration term versus term insurance that does. So if you add a long-term care rider to a whole life insurance policy, it's much less expensive. It really costs pennies on the dollar. But if you purchase a long-term care insurance policy as a standalone policy, so to speak, that tends more expensive depending on a few factors. The term in which, so you could buy a long-term care insurance policy for, you may need it for 10 years, you may need it for 15 years, you may need it for 20 years, you may need it for 25 to 30 years. It just depends on the term in which you're going to need it. And it also depends on your age. So in order to give somebody an exact number, I would actually have to do a quote for them. So there's no way for me to tell you right now what the exact number would be, but I can tell you that is less expensive as a rider on a whole insurance policy. Now, the independent policies are much more expensive than, you know, you just attaching a rider. I did a quote for a woman who is retired, and she's in, which, you know, she's in her 60s, and it was going to cost her, and she was going to need it for, she thought she would need it for about 15 years or so, and it was going to cost her about like $140 a month. So it's best to buy it when you're younger as opposed to waiting till you're older. And then, because once you get older, you really have to look at, you know, your situation. Or you, if you're just living on, say, your Social Security income, you know, you might not really be able to afford long-term care insurance if that's your, if Social Security is your only source of income. But if you have some retirement income, a pension, some an RA or something like that, or even a life insurance policy that you're using to enhance your income, then, yeah, that may be something you can look at. And let me mention this briefly, too. Now, the government does offer long-term care insurance, and you can look that up. I believe it's like you might Google long-term care insurance or LTC.gov, something to that effect. To Google long-term care insurance offered by the U.S. government. But in order to be eligible for long-term care insurance through the U.S. government, you have to liquidate all of your assets. And that's
wow.
Something that, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't have anything if you're going to use it through the government. So this is something that we really should that really must be planned for. That's why you want to, when you're looking at, you know, purchasing life insurance and planning for the future, this is something to be considered too, especially if you don't have children or if you do have children and you don't think that they'll be available to help care for you and you don't want to just, we know in some of these nursing home facilities, I know when my father transitioned, and he was in one. I mean, he was pleading for me to get him out of there because it was so horrible. But, I mean, he was at a stage where there was really nothing that we found. It's really, again, it's really something that we want to consider if, you know, actually consider if it's something that we think we're going to need in the future. Did I answer your question, Dr. Ridgely?
Well, I think you did, but let me ask you this in terms of that. When you said that she
yes,
needed 10 years, so she's saying, okay, I'm 65 now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I want to get the insurance until I'm 75. Is that
right.
What you're talking about?
Yes, sir. You think that you may only need it for 10 years? Yes. From 65 to 75? Yes, sir. That's what I mean.
Okay, now suppose that I want to start off in my late 40s. And then I can attach that to the rider, but then when would it come into effect? Would I still say I want it to come into effect starting from 65 to 75, or does it come into effect as soon as I take the policy out?
Yes, sir. With the long-term care rider, it's in effect as soon as your policy.
If I have a life insurance policy, I can go
uh-huh.
to my agent and see if I can put a rider on that where I put some more money in, but it would be specifically for the long-term care?
No, sir. If you already have an existing policy and you do not have the rider on there, you'd have to purchase an additional policy and add the rider to that.
Okay, so you can't put it on to a present policy you have?
You cannot add it on to an existing policy, no,
okay,
sir.
Okay, so that means you've got to get long-term insurance, and then at the same time you'd attach a rider to that?
No, sir. If you buy a whole life insurance policy and attach a rider to that.
Right, but you cannot
attach a
rider to a whole life policy that you already have.
You cannot attach it to an existing policy, no, sir.
Okay, all right. And then it would come into effect as soon as I take out that policy? if I have the rider attached, so if I got sick 10 days after that, then it would be in effect?
Well, not
like,
necessarily, because there. Go ahead. No, I was going to say there may be a waiting period or an elimination period. So it could be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. So, no, it may not be in effect immediately. And let me just clarify, too, for those. So you can buy a whole life insurance policy and attach the rider to that policy when you're purchasing that policy. Or you can buy a separate long-term care insurance policy, which is totally separate from the life insurance policy. That's a standalone policy. You cannot attach a rider to an existing policy at no time, any kind of rider. You have to purchase a new policy if you want to add a rider to a policy. You cannot attach a rider to an existing policy. And when you purchase life insurance, and it just depends on the type of policy you purchase. If you purchase disability insurance, long-term care insurance, any type of insurance, medical insurance even, often there's an elimination period. So, again, it could be 30 days, it could be 60 days, it could be 90 days. And the longer your elimination period, that tends to drive your premium down. So let's say you have a 30-day elimination period and your premium may be, this is just an example, $100. If you go 60 days out, that may take it down to $90. If you go 90 days out, that may take it down to $80. That's just an example of how extending the elimination period could lower your premium.
So in other words, if I have a 90-day elimination period, I would start paying for it, say, $80 a month starting now. But the insurance will not come into effect until 90 days from now.
Your insurance, before that elimination period is up, you would be responsible for any expenses encountered during that elimination period. And then,
okay, now going back to the types of things that the long-term care insurance would cover. Would it cover all the expenses if I had to go into a rest home? It would cover all the expenses or just part of it?
Well, it depends, again, on the type of long-term care insurance you purchase. But generally, it would cover – I guess I need some clarity. Let's say – when you say all expenses, what are you talking about? Are you talking about food or are you talking about – what do you mean? Like, you're talking about just
You're the one that's going to have to tell me that. And when I say all, I mean, including everything. Then you have to tell me what it doesn't include.
Okay. So it would include your nursing care, therapies. It would include, things like getting out of bed, giving you your medication, preparing meals. If you were in a long-term care facility, a nursing facility, an adult daycare, any of those types of, even in your home, those types of things is what.
So wait a minute. If I'm in a rest home, does it cover all the expenses of me being in that rest home?
So there's no, sir, because there are some things that your Medicare and or if you had Medicare or Medicaid, there are some things that those. That they would cover. So, no, it only would cover things like, that's it. When you think about what long-term care insurance covers, we want to think about things like, if you bathing, getting in and out of bed, physical therapy, preparing meals, serving medication, home health aid services, like checking temperature and blood pressure, bathing, dressing, walking, exercising, therapies like your physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapy, those kinds of things.
Well, if I'm in a rest home, don't they provide all that with that bill?
If you're in a rest home and those things are provided, then your long-term care insurance would cover that.
Would or would not?
woods. If you're in a facility, and that facility offers those things, which likely they will, then the long-term care insurance would cover those things.
Okay.
Now, let me, since you asked about things like what it wouldn't cover, let me talk a little bit about the things that kind of the things that Medicare K would cover, or Medicare necessarily. Okay.
And this, let me just say while we're waiting, sister, pause for station identification. This is the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. Brothers and sisters, if you would like to make a comment or ask Sister Nyambe a question regarding the subject matter, please press the 1 on your keypad now, and we will recognize you and open your line. Go ahead, sister.
Okay. So, Medicare. So Medicare, of course, you have to be age 65 or older and some disabled person to qualify for Medicare. And Medicare provides very, very limited coverage for short periods of time. So, and of time for nursing home and home health care, but does not cover any long-term care services for extended periods of time. So that's why you would need long-term care insurance, because Medicare is more so if you if you're in a facility, it will cover your short-term needs, and the long-term care insurance, as it the name suggests, covers your long-term care needs. So if a nursing home stay is approved by Medicare, then Medicare pays in full for up to 20 days of skilled nursing care in a skilled nursing care facility approved for Medicare. However, Medicare will pay for your stay only if it follows a hospitalization of at least 3 days and you enter a Medicare-certified nursing home within 30 days after hospital discharge. I know this might be a little confusing for some. To the 100th day, Medicare pays part of the cost if the stay is still approved by Medicare. Medicare pays nothing beyond the 100th day. Very few nursing home stays are covered by Medicare. This is both because many nursing homes do not participate in the Medicare program and because Medicare defines skilled care in a very restrictive way. So when it comes to home health care, Medicare covers only those home health care visits that Medicare considers to be medically necessary. Medically necessary care is defined narrowly, and you must meet certain other criteria before Medicare will pay for the care. For example, fines to home. Your doctor must set up a home health plan, and the agency providing services must participate in Medicare. So that kind of explains, so in brief, Medicare is more, again, more so for your short-term needs. Long-term care is for your long-term needs. Again, if you're disabled, if you have a chronic illness, or the like. So to answer your question, Dr. Ridgely, if you're in a long-term care facility and you obviously, the long-term care insurance is going to pay for the cost of your meals. It's going to pay for the cost of your therapy. It's going to pay for that nursing care, that skilled care.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Whereas Medicare is going to pay for your, you know, the things I just listed on a short-term basis.
Well, thank you, sister. And let me just say, if anybody else have any questions, please press that one on your dial, and we will open your line.
And while we wait for the questions to come up, do you have anybody in the queue, Brother Carlton?
No, ma'am, we're still waiting.
Okay. So I'm going to just go over some of the frequently asked questions.
Oh, Yes, we do. We have one now.
Okay, very good. Okay, go ahead.
Caller with the last four digits, 1964. What is your name and where are you calling from?
That's why I'm like, this is Sister Familia from Kentucky.
Well, like Salam said.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to make a comment, too, that I've had experience with my parents with someone, my godmother, she was in a nursing home. And she passed a little bit over a year ago. And My experience was that she didn't have long-term care insurance, but with the Medicare and Medicaid, she still had to.
I'm sorry, somebody has more than one line open? Somebody has their computer or two phones on? And we're getting feedback.
Can you hear me now better?
Yes, that's much
Can
better.
You hear that? Okay, thanks. Sorry. Oh, I was just saying that she still had to pay her room and board. The Medicare, Medicaid took care of the medical part, but as far as her room and board at the nursing home, I still had to write a check every month for that. So I just, you know, let people just that the long-term care health, you know, insurance is good for the medical part. That's right, sister, but as far as the actual cost of staying at the nursing facility, she was still responsible for that. And like you said, she had to give up everything. We had to go through all the financial papers, and she didn't own much. She was in an apartment, but she had a life insurance policy that was paid up. And I had to go to the funeral home and get it notarized, and that they received the money, but the nursing home wanted to make sure that she couldn't get that money back. But even with all the financial, she was approved to stay there, but we still had to pay a monthly like rent to stay at the nursing facility. So there's so much involved that people need to know when they take someone to a nursing facility that you're not aware of until you get there, and it's like, well, I can't back out now because she's got to have some place to stay. So we just need to know all the ins and outs sometimes.
Yeah, you're really in kind of like a rock and a hard place, because you either have the money to stay in a facility, or you pretty much don't. Because if you're in between and you really don't, you know, have the finances to stay in a facility, then you have to get rid of anything. If you own a house, bank accounts, all of it, you have to liquidate literally everything.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have to admit, like, before I started selling insurance, I hadn't heard of long-term care insurance. Have any of you heard of long-term care insurance before I mentioned it? Were any of you aware of that it even existed?
Yes, ma'am, I was, because I'd worked in a long-term care facility as far as the medical part.
Okay.
And health, I'd heard of it, because, you know, the LTAC facility, so I'd heard of that before.
Okay. Well, I had not, and I'm actually surprised when people ask me about it. And generally, people that have asked me about it, though, have been people that, you know, others have informed them about it, or they have the finances to, you know, afford it. But again, it's really something that we, you know, want to plan for. And it's just like with any types of insurance, we really want to purchase these types of insurances when we're younger. So we really want to be thinking about, and I don't mean like in your 20s, you know, I mean like, you know, your 30s, 40s, and 50s, because generally, you know, our people, it gets beyond, that's when we start getting ill. And then you want to, you know, start thinking about, oh, man, I'm going to this facility. But it's really something that you want to really plan for. So because, like you said, sis, Medicare is not going to take care of your room and board, but the care insurance will help with, you know, some of those expenses, or that, you know, expense room of having to pay for a room and board.
And
then,
Oh, just one other thing, and then I'll be finished. She was 101, and so she was, I think, when she asked about trying to get it around 95. They told her she was too old. So you're right, you need to start early. So she wanted to get it, and she was willing to pay for the long-term insurance, but they told her she was too old to get it.
Yeah, there are some stipulations. Your age is one, and also if you have pre-existing conditions, like you may not be eligible. I'm going to talk a little bit about that too. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
No, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the queue, Brother Carlson? You're welcome, sis.
Not at this time, sister.
Okay, I know we have about 9 minutes left, so I just want to kind of briefly go over some frequently asked questions in hopes that I can answer some of the questions that we may have that, or questions that may come up that we don't necessarily know to ask. So I'm going to reiterate that Medicare provides only limited coverage for long-term care related primarily to recuperating from a sickness or injury. So, and what that means is, you know, you're going to be back to a place where you can care for yourself. You're not going to need someone to care for you long term. So you may be recuperating from an illness or an injury. Medicare pays only for skilled nursing care and medically necessary services. You should not rely on Medicare to pay for your long term care needs. So then the next question is, on long term care insurance, can your premiums increase? And that's, the answer to that is yes. Premiums for all long-term care insurance policies may be increased. However, if premiums are based on all individuals insured under the same type of policy, if premiums are based on attained age, premiums will increase as you age. So, again, attained age means as you age issue age means the age that you are when the policy is issued. Can the insurance company cancel my long-term care policy? No. Your policy is guaranteed renewable for life. The policy may terminate only when you cease paying your insurance premium. So if your policy, if you don't pay the premium or if the policy lapses any other insurance, then your policy may cancel. Or if you use the maximum amount of benefits available under the policy. Are pre-existing conditions covered under long-term care insurance policy? Pre-existing conditions must be covered by long-term care insurance policies. However, insurance companies may have a pre-existing condition, waiting period of up to 6 months. After your policy is in effect for 6 months, it will pay for covered benefits. However, if you have pre-existing medical problems at the time you apply for coverage, the insurance company is not required to accept your application or to issue coverage. Now, this is another good question. Are Alzheimer's and other dementias covered by long-term care insurance? And other dementias are required to be covered by long-term care policy. However, if you have Alzheimer's or other dementia at the time you apply for coverage, the insurance company is not required to accept your application or to issue coverage. And then one of the other questions is about an elimination period. We went over that. Are benefits paid for all institutional settings, such as community-based residential facilities, assisted living facilities, and residential care facilities? Long-term care policies pay only those benefits described or defined in the policy. Some policies pay for assisted living facilities. Some do not. Most policies do not cover community-based residential facilities or other placements. So you would have to read your specific policy to determine if the policy would pay for the benefits for these types of facilities. How much does a stay in a nursing home cost? So the cost of nursing home care varies among the facilities and location. You would have to contact that facility, and you would consider that you would consider acceptable and ask about their current daily charges. You can then determine the amount of coverage you will need. So,
Well, sister, we want to thank you for putting together this presentation and doing the research and answering the questions. This is something that we were looking forward to having for quite a while. And what if we have listeners that want more information? How can they either contact you, or there's some places they can go to get more information?
Yes. So if they wanted to contact me, they can email me at Elise, it's E-L, so Edward, Lisa, Edward, Apple, Sam, Edward, little as in small, L-I-T-T-L-E, at yahoo.com. You could also call any insurance company that offers life and health insurance. And you know, in your state, because I have to admit, I'm only licensed to sell insurance in my state. I can answer questions, though. I can help you find information as it relates to your state. But currently, I'm only licensed to sell in my state, the state that I live in. So any insurance company that sells life and health insurance, you can inquire with them about long-term care insurance as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let me just say, if you didn't get that email address, brothers and sisters, you can go to our website, timetoleave.us, and hit the contact button and say, what was that sister's name that gave us all that good information on long-term health care? And we'll get that to you. So if there's any closing statements before we start to wind down.
Brother Carlson, I would like to say that anybody that is looking to purchase any kind of insurance, you should have a list of questions. And you want to make sure that, because you want to make sure that the agent that you speak with has your best interest at heart, because most insurance companies, I'm just going to be honest, they want, it's about the bottom line. And most agents just want to make, that. And most agents, unfortunately, they just want to make as much money as they can. Mm-hmm. And, I pride myself on, I'm not that kind of agent. I'm not in the business to get rich off of our people. I sell insurance because I enjoy helping our people. So you want to have a list of questions. If you feel like someone has not answered your questions thoroughly or informed you thoroughly, then find another agent. When we go to the doctor, we are encouraged to get multiple see multiple doctors to get multiple advice or from different doctors. You should do the same with your insurance. If you don't feel like your questions are adequately answered or that they have your best interest in heart, consult with another agent until you feel comfortable.
Praise be to Allah. Well, there you have it, brothers and sisters. We want to thank you, Sister Niambe, for taking the time to put this together. And we want to thank the listeners for taking time out of your schedules to listen to our show. And we look forward to having you all on next week on the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. See you all on Facebook. See you at timetoleave.us. Assalamu alaikum.
Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner.